nous ayons paradis, où toujours là les savons et les sadis. D'ailleurs dans la vie, c'est à combien à l'autre, pas jamais changer au même pour l'or.
La vie sans famille, la vie sans famille.
Radio. Sound waves in the air. CKUT, Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Chief. Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
I know the mountains get so high sometimes. I know the valley seems so wide. Seems this journey, it will never end. And you keep asking the question, God, why? I know the road, it gets so rocky at times. I know the heartaches are severe. Seems like life will never change its tide, but there's an answer to all of life cares.
Stay with God.
In spite of what you see or feel,
stay with God.
In spite of how things may appear,
stay.
Stay with God.
Tonight, can you lift up those hands and speak in other tongues? 15 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. I would just like to say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal and the world at large, and for our friends all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C., where there's a lot of action going on. I wish I could get one of them to give me a call and tell me what's happening on the streets of Washington, D.C. You know, they have in their demonstration again. On the orders of, I guess, President Trump, ex-President Trump. So how you all doing? In the background, you're listening to a song called Summer Breeze. Well, we had some of the breeze last night and today. This morning when I woke up, it was raining. So I don't know how long this is going to last. But we just got to live with it and enjoy what's left of the summer. This is the time of the year that I really do not get into, because it's sort of depressing. You have to buy winter tires and this and winterize this and winterize that. Yeah, it's after a while I don't know. It's just not one of my favorite time of the year. So, open the show with a nice singer. Her name is Judith Gale, doing a song called Stay With God. Regardless of all the trials and tribulations that we are going through in this time, find out where you're going to stay. All right? I made my choice. And it's not easy. Not easy. It's not a great time of the year at all. So, Judith Gale. I get all kind of pop-ups on my computer while I'm talking with you. This is what's sort of distracting me. Want to say hello to, I think her name is Michelle at the CLSC, who recognized me and said hello to me, and I'm totally grateful for that. I'm really grateful for that, and thank you. The service, the medical service now, boy, is something to behold. Your doctor, you don't talk to your doctor like before. My doctor has retired. I miss him, but what can we do? Guys reached his retirement age, and he decided time to go. You know, I've been getting a lot of calls on Prezi when he will be laid to rest and all that. Well, they had to have a post-mortem, and that's what they're waiting for, which will take place this week, and then the family will have something to tell you guys when he'll be laid to rest. And that's as far as it goes where I'm concerned. We're all waiting to pay our respects. So they're looking after it from what I've been told. So the president will be laid to rest soon. I can't get used to that idea yet, but that's part of life. I had so much I wanted to talk about. the swollen balls. Nicki Minaj. Well, I don't know if she was looking for publicity. She got all $26 million people cling to it. And she brought something for her country, too. They might be mad at her, but a lot of people say they want to go see where this Trinidad and Tobago is, Tobago. So maybe you'll get a few tourists out of it. But the thing is, you don't need people in your country at the moment because of this COVID thing. And the lack of response from the black community here in Montreal and elsewhere. Oh, they're not taking it and all that. But, you know, I have a friend who is a doctor, all 47 years of him. And he was telling me last Thursday we were talking, because his father and I are good friends, but we were just talking about everything that we normally do. And he was telling me he's going into work tomorrow, but he dread the thought of going to work because in the ICU, last night when I left Stretch, there was a 26-year-old, a 33-year-old. He said they had 10 people in there. The oldest one was 52. So he says, you know, I don't know how many of them death certificate I'll be signing tonight. And it shouldn't be so. It's too hard on him. He's 47 years of age. And he says, when I see these young faces, I feel like crying. And, you know, I can understand what he's saying, really. I can really understand. And for those of you who don't want to do it, well, nobody, I wouldn't force you. But I'll stay far from you. I believe you me, I will. In my little circle, everybody has done their two times. I'm not calling any names, but they have done their thing twice, and these are young people. Very proud of them. Very, very proud of them, you know. So, 21 minutes past. Coming up at 4:30 will be Ted. And he has some information for you and you all, what's happening in Grenada. And then I'm going to look for a gentleman that I know was very close to Prezi. And we're going to talk a little bit about the president of the former president of the Jamaica Association. And just to get this guy's perspective and see what's up with that. All right, my name is Howard Carr, and we're here every Saturday from 4 until 7 p.m. playing and chit-chatting, and at 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be having Red Plastic back. Haven't heard from this guy in a while, so he'll be on the Zoom with Drew and I. So stay tuned for that. We're going to make it a little bit interesting. Oh, and I thought you, I thought I didn't tell you, Jimmy the Palmist was the guy who did the song I Put You in Front of Me, God. And of course, Ernest Smith. Life is Just for Living. It's all requested songs to the various people. You know who you are. You didn't want your names mentioned, so. Let me get something here to bring us up. You know, the music in Jamaica when I was growing up was called mento. It had a rhythm box. It's a box they made, and they cut out a hole with four pieces of metal that they would heat in to get the different notes. A banjo, a guitar, and a voice. And this is what they sounded like.
Now we're taking everybody back to them.
This is Fabulous Five, one of the best bands ever to come out of Jamaica. Grub Cooper on the voice and drums. This is Mento.
Hey.
Well, encountering a problem here. We can't play the ads. I don't know what happened here. Let's see. This I'll have to go check. Windows Media encountered a problem while playing the files. So we'll see, all right? So in the meanwhile, Teddy, you there? If you're there, give me a call, all right? It's 4:30 in the p.m., and don't know why the ads won't be played. I got them here. Are you there, Brother Ted? Oh, there we go. Hello, Ted.
Yes, sir. Anytime you're ready, sir.
I'm ready. Ready for you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Carr.
Good afternoon, Brother Ted. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I trust that you and the family are all safe and well.
So far, we're safe and well, and I'm trying to survive the race, the rat race here, and see what's up. What's up
we
with
will
you?
Get through this. But before we go into our usual chat, it is imperative. Absolutely imperative that the office of the Honorary Council for Grenada in Montreal and the province of Quebec, and the Grenadian community in the province of Quebec pay homage to Mr. President Alexander. Mr. Noel Alexander was a true gentleman, and we have suffered a great loss. We would like to offer our best condolences to the Molly Young and his family and his friends and his close relatives that are now hurting with the loss of this great person. When Mr. Alexander was president of the Jamaican Association, but when Mr. Alexander go before the CBC and the TVs and all the radio stations, he spoke for all of us, everybody of color. Yes, his title was president of the Jamaican Association, but when we saw him on TV, I know he was talking about me and others from St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Trinidad, everybody. So he has left a legacy for us to continue to follow in his footsteps. And I do hope that Mr. Alexander, he has worked hard for decades. May he rest in eternal peace.
Yes, sir. Well said. Well said, yes. I will talk a little about him at around 4:45.
Yes, this can be the end.
It's just the beginning.
No. So, Mr. Carr, let's go into the Caribbean right now.
Right.
In the CARICOM Nation. We have been seeing an uptick in and a spike in the total number of COVID cases in the Caribbean. However, we are also seeing an uptick in the doses, the number of vaccinated shots going into arms. Mm. It has taken a while in Grenada. For quite a while, Grenada was stuck at 17,500 first dose and 13,000 second dose. I am happy to say right now, as of today, and it will continue today, we are up to 31,120 first dose and 21,234 fully vaccinated. And there are several clinics right now open as we speak in Grenada, Caracom, Piti, Martinique, several parishes. I think the reason for this uptake, and not just in Grenada, you'll see the same thing in St. Lucia and Dominica and St. Vincent, the Grenadines, is because I think people are looking more concerned now when they see that huge spike.
The federal election is on Monday, September.
Sorry about that, my friend.
Go ahead. No problem. And I believe that is why we're seeing the more people willing to lift their sleeves for the vaccine, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because we're concerned that we will overwhelm the system. That's what we need to be concerned about. Now, Grenada has set aside another 50 beds specific for COVID patients. And we went from 8 ventilators to something close to 30 ventilators now. So the government has kept the people of Grenada and Caracou safe for 17 months, but they were preparing for the eventuality that this might happen. But the problem is, when you have people that did not take the vaccine and they have underlying other ailments, the virus would just ravage that body. And that's why, as of today, in Grenada, we have 2,121 active cases.
Wow.
And we have just passed 48, the 48th death in Grenada, Caracom, Piti, Martinique. However, hopefully there is a sign of a cresting of the spike and a slight downturn of numbers, which we hope will continue. It is too early to celebrate, but let's keep our fingers crossed, because on the 16th of September, we had 2,306 active cases. On September 17, the number went down to 2,121. We had 910 persons recovered on the 16th, and we're up to 1,321 persons recovered. So we have to always think, we hear there's a huge number of 2,121 cases, but we hope within the next 14 days from today, most of those persons would have recovered. We may continue to have people succumbing to the virus, to this disease, but hopefully, thankfully, we hope God that most of them do survive and continue to live a good life.
I hope so. I hope so. And I thought I saw a little demonstration was happening in Grenada. Was it my imagination or what?
No, sir. There are still people demonstrating against the vaccine, saying it's my body, my choice. However, I really don't want to get into arguments with people that say that. But when they do get sick, they're going to turn to the same system to help them. And I told a person a few weeks ago, okay, you refuse to take the shot because you're concerned with what's in the serum in the vaccine. But if you get sick and you turn to the hospital and you land on a gurney, you cannot help yourself, and they start to give you all different types of treatments, I don't think you're going to stop the nurse or the doctor to ask what type of medication that is and what's in the medication. I think at that time you're just hoping they would save your life. Mm-hmm. So it makes no sense, that argument that, oh, it's my choice, my body. You lose that choice and that body. You give up that right when you lay yourself bare at the hospital begging for treatment, for some sort of help, assistance. So that is a specious argument.
Yeah, I give up arguing with anybody like that. Matter of fact, I was talking to a lady today. She called me. She wants to do something with reggae business and all that. And in the midst of the conversation, she said, "So you take your two thing yet?" I said, "Yeah, I took the COVID thing." "Why, when I do that, you know?" And I'm saying to myself, "Well, you just told me something that I will stay very far from you. I'm not going to argue with you on that. I just won't be in your company." You know what I mean?
Well, I'm still asking people to wear the mask, wash your hands frequently, and social distance as much as possible to safeguard yourself and the other person. As of today, Barbados has 935 cases and 57 deaths. Jamaica has 26,323 active cases and 1,732 persons have succumbed to this pandemic. In the tiny nation of Aruba, they have 288 cases and 157 has succumbed. St. Lucia is closer to Grenada with a number of 2,448 active cases and 150 deaths in that country. However, some news on Antigua and Barbuda. The government a few days ago has mandated, the government of Antigua and Barbuda has mandated all government workers to be vaccinated by October 1st, 2021. And when they mean all civil servants and any entity that the government has a majority share, for instance, any committees or any expartite businesses connected to the government, the workers must be vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that probably would break the dam, and we may see other Caribbean countries following the lead of Antigua Barbuda and calling for that also. Because that's one way, it's one avenue. It's the only avenue we can see in the world now with billions of people has received the shots already, to lower the amount of people going into the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Grenada had to institute an ethical committee a few days ago.
Jesus.
And I know a lot of people are upset, And especially a few days ago, people saw a refrigerated container at the back of a nursing home. Well, people, it's difficult to watch this, but this is what's going to happen if we do not listen to the government suggestions how to stay safe. And if we continue to buck the system and say, my choice, my body, things will happen that you may not like to happen in the system. And that's one of them.
Yep.
You know, here in Quebec, we've had refrigerated containers prepared since last May, June. And I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go into further detail.
Right.
But this has happened here in Quebec. It's happened here in Canada because the funeral homes were overwhelmed.
Yep, yep.
You know, so those, well, I'm sorry, I don't want to sound too macabre here, but these are the facts.
It's a reality. It is a reality, you know.
Yeah. So, I just hope people would reconsider and take the vaccine, and hopefully the production of vaccine all over the world would keep on rising, because there are lots of countries in the world that have not yet vaccinated 1% of their population. And this world has shrunk. Within a few hours, you can be in Hong Kong. In a few hours, you can be in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that virus would keep moving around in the world. And anyone that's vulnerable, it would latch on to you.
Of course.
We do have some lights at the end of the tunnel again. It's possible. Right now, there are major trials going on with this nasal spray. Hopefully, this nasal spray, if it's approved by the FDA and PAHO and SAHPRA in the next few months, it would then, the people who do not want to take the needle, the injection in the arm, would then have another avenue to get action against the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
This nasal spray is hopefully would block the virus from entering the body, because that's where it enters the body. 99% of the time, it enters the body through the nostrils.
Right.
So hopefully this spray would block the virus from entering the body, or it may not block 100%, but maybe 80%, 75%. And if you only get 25%, that means your viral load will be much lessened. And if you do get the COVID, it will be very mild. You would think you have a very bad cold for a few days, and then you would recover.
Right. So yes, sir.
There may be something coming new in the new year.
Good luck. We cross our fingers. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Oh, tonight I've called a meeting of the Grenadian community tonight on the Zoom meeting, along with friends of Grenada Council and Piti Matnik, and we will be discussing another way how we can assist Grenada, Karakoum, Piti Matnik with resourcing PPEs and masks and gloves and sanitizer and different items that would help not just the hospitals and the doctors, but the individuals. We have a lot of people in their homes, families in their homes that are sick with the virus, but not sick enough to go to the hospital. So we're hoping if we could get put together care packages that can be delivered to the homes to avoid them leaving the house.
Right.
So they will stay there until they are well again. So we're going to have a meeting tonight, and I hope others would attend. It's not just for Grenadians. If there's anyone within the sound of my voice that would like to lend a hand, you are more than welcome. We are all in this together, and we need, it's all hands on deck, and we will take all the assistance out there hoping to help Grenada, Karankou, and Piti Matnik. And with that, sir, I thank you so very much.
You're certainly welcome, Ted, and looking forward to next week already, all right?
Absolutely. Have a fantastic weekend, you and the family.
You too.
All in this together.
I don't know what's happening here. My commercial's not giving me a hard time today.
Black and Caribbean community. Here we go. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact. There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact. There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact. There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and...
Sorry about that, but I am trying to get this thing to work.
Opinions, music, so much more. Our voices, our perspectives...
All right, so you know what? I have to change computers in the middle of the show, but such is life. These things do happen. And... Mr. Antoine, if you're there, give me a call. I want to ask you a quick question. Mr. Henry Antoine, are you there, sir? If you're there listening, give me a call, a quick call, all right? Because I don't know what's happening here with my computer. It's giving me a spot of problem here. Never did this before, but Henry, I guess he's not there. I wanted to play some music, something for you guys, but it does not work. So, okay, you know what? Don't know what's happening here. Nothing seems to be working for me this afternoon. Somebody using the big stick. What can I tell you? That's part of the game. I wanted to play some Lorraine. Whoa. I think something crazy is going on here. This is Lorraine Klassen. She'll be here next 2 weeks. I'll be talking to her on the Zoom next week. All right? Let me try and figure out what's happening here. Lorraine Klassen.
Hi.
Antoine finally made it to the phone. Yes. You there, sir?
Yes, good evening. How are you doing, sir?
Good evening, sir. And I'm running a bit late, so we'll have to jump into it. I just wanted to call you and ask you because I know you had a close relationship with Mr. Noel Alexander, who passed on Fridays ago, one or two Fridays ago. And I just wanted to ask you, what was your relationship with this gentleman?
Well, let me say this. I have known Noel for the past 42 years. And living in Montreal, he was also involved with the... He became the president of the Jamaica Association after the gentleman in West Island, Mr. Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the BCCQ where we did a program similar to the Jamaican Day.
Right.
And we were funded by the same department in Quebec here. And I was present at a meeting where we had to go and report on the event. And Mr. Alexander was before me.
Mm-hmm.
And when he reported and they opened up the envelope and so on, he returned money. And I never forget the name of this gentleman was Mr. Tokat.
Yes.
And he said, Mr. Alexander, you're making my book work, my bookkeeping very difficult.
Wait, let me get this straight. I mean, hold on, for my listeners. So the city grants you guys money to do projects.
Yes.
And if you use the money doing the project, or you use it to do other things?
Well, what happened, Noel followed the book. And when we signed to get the money, of course, they say any money that you do not use, you must return it.
Right, as I was getting at.
Well, we at the BCQQ make sure we use every cent. But Noel used to carry back money. And Mr. Tucker told him he's making your bookkeeping very difficult, which means he said, Mr. Antoine, did you all bring back any money? We said, no, we use all. He said, Noel, you got to talk. You're making things difficult for me. In other words, he couldn't tell him, don't bring it back, but carrying back money make it difficult for them. And on the outside, people were saying, Noel's stealing the money.
Oh, every one of you guys.
Giving, that they're giving for the Jamaica Day. And on the other hand, we chastising Noel for carrying back money.
Yeah, yeah.
So I say this, and it meant so much to me because I've heard so many times Antoine take the money and Antoine do this. And, and here it is. They're labeling a man for taking money, and on the other hand, they're chastising him in another way for bringing back money.
Can't
so we had something going which was similar to the same thing with me. You know, so we became very close and we start talking about the way people behave and, these people outside, they think I taking the money. And poor fellow, he was doing everything possible not to lose the little grant he get in the summer to do Jamaica Day.
Wow.
And that brought us very, very close because we started talking about how we have to do this. And they used to work very close with the BCCQ. So Noel has done his job as the leader of the Jamaica Association. Although he was painted wrongfully, I can safely say, based on my experience, Noel used to return money that he did not use for the program. That brought us very close because we used to talk about it and exchange ideas in terms of how we must go forward and whatnot. But putting everything together, Prezi was a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem we have is some of our people don't understand the difficulties and the way you have to do things in order to move forward. And I know he has been branded on many occasions. Without a doubt, I felt it was very wrong the way people used to say things that they don't know about. But Prezi has done a lot of good work. I know he used to have people working with him who have tickets and has to do charity work to get their tickets, to get it paid down. And he used to help so many people with food. I mean, he has done a lot of work. People who don't know him, I can testify on some of the things that he has done.
Yeah.
But none of us is perfect.
No.
But I can tell you, Noel had much more pluses than minuses.
Mm.
Lots that people don't know about.
Yeah.
And he was not a person that will come out and say, I do this and I do that. But in us talking, he will mention some of the things he wants to do, some of the things he has done, and even show documents in terms of what he has done and what he write. He was a wonderful guy.
Yes.
A wonderful guy.
I will vouch for that myself, too. I have no negative things to say about him, and I've known him just around your time, too, and as he used to call me, the big man. You know, big man, you're coming up at the club tonight. Big man, you know. I wish sometimes when people talk, this is why I never got involved with social clubbing. Because, you know, I went to the MCS over there in Ville La Salle, and of course, they had the president stealing whatever president it was, and then Jamaica Association and so forth and so forth. Everybody seems in some people's eyes and ears to be stealing. So I said to myself, I don't want to be part of this.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, a thief don't like to see a thief. You understand? So if they feel you're thiefing, and they're thieves, they become very angry. But let me tell you, Stretch, people don't know you and they talk about you.
Oh, yeah.
People have come to me already and talk about me, to me. Romark can testify to this. I was in Romark record store one day and a fellow come in and he said, boy, this is the man should be running Carnival, and pointing at me.
Mm-hmm.
Noel say, not Noel, Romark say, this man, he say, yes, this is the man that should be running Carnival. You see the kind of shows he's put on? He should be running Carnival. Not that thief Antoine. So after Romark keep hitting him with his elbow, and I see Romark hitting him and kicking him, I say, you're going to kill him? Let the man talk. Romark said, this is Antoine. The man said, this could never be Antoine. I know Antoine. Everybody know that chief. When Romark could not convince him, and anytime you see him asking me, he's here still, I think. Romark say, come out my shop, don't come back inside here.
I hear you.
So,
Henry, I gotta go.
To tell you, people just say things that they hear,
oh, yeah.
And they continue, just like what's happening with Trump. People tell people things, and people hear it and carry it on and make it sound like it is true. But that's a sex appeal that Romark, whenever you see him, you ask him about that. He always marvel and he say, tell the fella, don't come back in my shop.
Henry, I gotta go, my brother.
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock.
All the best of the rest of the show.
Thanks for your input on Mr.
Okay, take care.
Alexander.
Bye-bye.
Take care.